Stranger in a strange land. I'm 19 years old, I'm in South Korea, and I have no way home. How did I get in this mess? I joined the Navy ROTC. Yes, that's a stranger in a strange land story all by itself. Liberal, hates push-ups, hates running, joins the Navy to pay for college. Yes, that was my choice. But I did that, and the Navy ROTC, every summer, they have a month where you go off and experience the Navy. So there I was, flying to Japan to join my ship, the USS Blue Ridge, for my experience. I learned two things in Japan that one day I was there. One, most people don't speak English. This is true. You're 19, you've been nowhere in the world. You don't know that. The second thing is you can get anything out of a vending machine. Food, beverages, clothes, underwear, other things. From there, we sailed to Hong Kong, and I spent about a week exploring there. And I learned two things in Hong Kong as well. Again, most people don't speak English. And two, Hong Kong is a place of paradox. You've got these sleek, modern skyscrapers, and then next to them, you've got ghetto, stacked up like houses of cards, right next to each other. You've got Po Lin, largest Buddha in the world, golden on top of his mountaintop, and you have these shambles, dirty temples that people still use in back alleyways. From there, I'm dropped off in South Korea to the airport to go home. Simple. First thing I noticed about getting into the airport, they have automatic weapons. Machine guns. The guards are carrying machine guns. I am freaking out and trying to figure out how far away we are from North Korea. I get to the check-in desk. I give her my tickets, and the lady points up to a little sign that has English on it that says, airport tax, Korean currency. I had yen. I had Hong Kong dollars. But I had not had any time to get any Korean currency. They will only take it in Korean currency, and if I don't pay the airport tax, I can't get on the plane. I have no idea what I'm going to do. I start roaming around looking for anyone who might be able to help me. I see a pair of glass doors against the wall somewhere else in the airport with some counters and offices behind them, and I think, this is where I'm going to be able to find help. I go up to the glass doors and knock. The guy behind the counter buzzes me in, and I walk in, and I dump all of the currency I have, all my yen, all my Hong Kong dollars, some Canadian nickels, whatever I have, I throw it down there, and I start to gesticulate. I want to take this, and I want to pay the airport tax. He understands me and goes, no. You can't do that here. Okay, I pull out a card and I point to it and I swipe and make gesticulations towards money, and he points to a map where I see that the nearest ATM is so far away, I won't get there and get on my plane at the same time. This is where I lose it. I completely lose it and start to cry. Or sob, some may say. I am 19. I don't have a phone number to call the Navy and say, hey, I have no way home. There are no cell phones. There's no internet. There's nobody that speaks my language. I've never been out of the USA before, not much out of Wisconsin even. And they're carrying machine guns, and North Korea is about to attack. I just walk out. But before I can get all the way out, the guy behind the counter calls out to me. And I turn around, still, woe is me. And he reaches into his pocket and pulls out his wallet and hands me the money for the airport tax. I'm so elated, I'm gonna give him all of my money. Here, all this change, because you're in Korea, you're close to Japan and Hong Kong, you know, like Wisconsin's close to Mexico. And he just pushes it away and smiles and says, and well, he doesn't say anything. And he goes back to his desk. And I go to the counter and pay my airport tax. So I learned two things in South Korea, two things that are still true today. One, most people don't speak English. And two, kindness is a language spoken everywhere. Thank you.